how well did you get to know Gene, and what kind of man did you find him to be?
The complete antithesis of what you see in his Mel Brooks films. This man spoke almost in a very quiet whisper. He was very calm, very gentle, very kind, just very, very nice man. Never a cruel word did I hear him say to anyone. I never saw him get even slightly worked up with anger. You know, we all must remember, I adore Johnny Depp. I do. I adore him. And he did try to play a different Wonka, who came off, in my opinion, a little harsh. Mm-hmm. Gene Wilder took some pieces of paper. They generally call them a script. he took some pieces of paper, and he created an iconic character that we all adored. We loved him. To have been able to have taken that crazy man, it could have gone so wrong. Mm-hmm. It could have been, he could have ended up looking very cruel with me going to the juicing room and some of the things he said. However, he didn't. When he gave Charlie that factory and I saw the film, I truly cried because he was so thrilled to give it to Charlie. And so he had such a big heart. And that was Gene Wilder.
He's such an incredible man, and he brought so much to the movie himself, didn't he? I mean, for instance, I've read that the very first scene where you see Wonka, where he comes out of the house and he does the forward roll, and that was all his idea.
Oh yeah, he insisted on it, otherwise he wouldn't have done the role. But throughout the entire film, you know, some of his throwaways, you know, and that he says under his breath, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. Those were throwaways. But the adults get them. The kids don't. It goes right over their head. They're ready for the next colorful candy scene. But the adults get it, and it continues to live on. It's such a simple motto. Good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. And Gene was so kind to all of us. He was like the Pied Piper. We all wanted to follow him everywhere. And he never, ever had a bad word to say to any of us. He would sit by himself near a mushroom in the chocolate room and just think and not be talking to anyone. And if you would go up and say something to him, he would very softly, almost in a whisper, answer you with a smile. He had a wonderful sense of humor. But I have worked with big actors. I really have, Gig Young and Henry Fonda. I've worked with some large, you know, celebrities. Mm-hmm. And Gene had to have been one of the most complicated people, because I never saw Mel Brooks's Gene until the Wonkatania, and no acting involved. My mouth hit the ground and I'm like, holy moly. But he made that. He created that. It wasn't a script. It was him. Mm-hmm. And the love, the millions of people that are mourning, the love of this gentle genius is just phenomenal to me. It's just amazing. Well, he will be so missed.
Yeah,
missed.
I would be remiss if I didn't share that when I heard this, I started crying. Yeah, for me, it was always he was going to be there, and then suddenly he wasn't. And you're like, holy crap, what the hell happened? How did he get to be 83 years old?
I posted on Twitter a beautiful interview with Mel Brooks, who said him and Gene had been friends, close friends for years, and he knew he was ill. But when he passed, it struck him as if he never had a clue that Gene was sick. But he did, and it doesn't matter how, if you're aware that someone is ill and is inevitably going to die, or goes quickly, like in a car accident, it doesn't matter, you still mourn terribly the loss of that person.
Yeah.
And as Mel Brooks said, even him knowing how ill Gene was, it didn't matter. He was devastated when he heard the news, as if he never knew Gene was ill. Now, I saw a photo in, I believe it was People, a few months ago. He was going to the U.S. Open. And I saw him in the photo, and it didn't look like he would be with us much longer. And it was very sad. I used to, in the 90s and 2000s, used to play the musical soundtrack of Willy Wonka, because that's how special. I mean, I really, really got dealt the, you know, ace of hearts when I got that role. And I played Pure Imagination after I heard. And luckily, we will always have that. And luckily, we did have our time with him and enjoyed his talent. And my heart is with his wife now. He will be greatly missed. I did hear something was posted that on the London subway, when everybody got off at their stop, there was a violinist there who was playing Pure Imagination, and the entire station went silent.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
Hurry up, Violet!
This way, Grandpa!
There's no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.